Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, and welcome to Discover a New Beginning Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Linda H. Williams, and today is another day to find a better way. Living Your Life on Purpose is an inspirational show intended to repurpose your thinking and ultimately your life. Your purpose lies within your passion. Why is it so hard for us to love ourselves? How can we love that person in the mirror? We spend so much time waiting to be loved, hoping love will find us, searching and yearning for that special love, feeling empty and lost without it, wanting someone to give us love just to fill us up. Unfortunately, that's not usually how life works. Loving yourself is mainly having self-respect, which is the only dependable way to create love in your own life, to share it with others. When you expect love from an external source and someone or something does not fulfill your void and your fantasies, you end up feeling worse than you did before. To be able to be loved, you must love and respect yourself as much as you do others. All of us would have loved to help God form us. We would have had a smaller this, a bigger that, but your physical appearance should not define you. You see, we make the mistake of thinking if we love ourselves, we are somehow vain. In fact, society would have us to believe that it's wrong and selfish to love ourselves, when in actuality, the vain person is often insecure and has a low self-esteem. They hide behind that mask of vanity. Self-love involves a sense of security in you. If you truly love yourself, you don't have to wait for external affirmation. You are secure enough in yourself not to allow another person's opinion of you to dictate your own attitude about who you are. Not knowing how to love yourself often leads to self-doubt and indecision. The old adage, opposites attract, is not always the case. For if you lack love for yourself, oftentimes you'll attract people and circumstances that mirror your negative attitude. We attract to us the manifestations of what we feel, and what we feel expresses itself in all walks of our lives. We spend so much time waiting for someone to love us, hoping love will find us, that we feel empty and lost without it. So in order to draw loving people and loving situations, we have to first love ourselves. But how do you go about learning how to love yourself? Well, first of all, you've got to treat yourself like you treat other people. You see, we as women are born to be nurturers. We take care of everyone else's needs and wants and neglect our own. We think nothing of going out of our way to accommodate a loved one, but hesitate to go that extra mile for ourselves. Compliment yourself just as you compliment other people. If you look in the mirror and you look good, it's okay to tell yourself that. If you've accomplished something and feel proud of yourself, bask in that moment. You see, we have to encourage ourselves. Waiting for someone else to encourage us when that doesn't come often leads us to feel as if we have failed, when in actuality, we have made great strides and great accomplishments in our lives, which we fail to recognize and commend and compliment ourselves about. We've got to stop beating ourselves up. We put ourselves down 100 times throughout the day. We say things like, "How could I have been so stupid?" Or we say, "I look horrible." How would you feel if the person that's supposed to love you constantly said these things to you? Why is it that we accept less from ourselves than we expect from someone else? Think of something positive to say about yourself. It may take you a while, but we all have something good about us. We were not created with any redeeming qualities. We have to create the image of ourselves within ourselves. You cannot begin to love yourself until you believe you are worthy of that love. We are all born into sin. That's just the nature of our human flesh. And so we have to then create within ourselves those redeeming features and those redeeming qualities. Start listening to the conversation that you have with yourself. And if you find that you're constantly putting yourself down, stop yourself and replace those negative thoughts with positive thoughts. Let go of the past. Everybody deserves a fresh start. We will let bygones be bygones for our loved ones over and over and over again. Yet when it comes to ourselves, we continue to go back to the point of our hurt, never moving beyond that. Why is it easier for us to dwell on past hurts than past triumphs? Learn the lesson. Forgive yourself for the past mistakes you've made, let it go, and move on. Your future is based on where you are today, not where you came from yesterday. There are some things in our past that we may be able to go back and we may be able to rectify. If those choices and those mistakes that we've made in the past are able to be corrected, then by all means, do so. But there are a lot of things in our past that are just that. They're in our past. We cannot go back and we cannot change that. So you've got to get to the point where you can let that go and move on. Your past becomes baggage that you carry with you that impacts your debt today and it impedes your growth for tomorrow. You've got to learn how to get past your past. Then you gotta forgive yourself. I'm sure you've made some mistakes that you're not proud of. Know that we all make mistakes. There is not a person alive that hasn't made mistakes in life. There are some people who make mistakes and keep feeling guilty. They believe they can't and shouldn't be forgiven. When in actuality, the person that you have done wrong to oftentimes has gone on with their life. They've even forgiven you, and in most cases, they have forgotten what it is that you've even done. Yet we carry around this sense of guilt and this sense of unforgiveness for ourselves. What you have to remember is that there is nothing that you've done that you shouldn't and can't be forgiven for. Forgiving yourself may take time, but if you learn to change your thoughts and view the mistakes you've done as experiences that you learn from, forgiving yourself becomes much easier. Then we have to stop seeking approval. If you're like most people, the chances are you sought approval at one time in life, and it's good to want people's approval. But when that approval becomes a need instead of a want, this is when it becomes dangerous and could affect your self-love. You see, not seeking approval is good for you because it teaches you to be confident in yourself and your own values. While listening to what other people say is important, their opinion shouldn't be more important than your opinion. How often have you gotten up and you have looked in the mirror and have felt really good about yourself? And then as soon as you step outside, someone says a disparaging statement to you. They'll say something like, "Oh, you put on a few pounds. Oh, that color doesn't look right on you." And immediately your opinion of yourself now is no longer contingent on how you felt about you, but it is now based on what someone else said they thought you looked like. Remember, you are a unique person that should always be loved. You are a true gift from God to the world, and don't ever forget that. As you let go of the blocks to self-love and practice loving yourself on a daily basis, the essence of love will grow within you and spread to all parts of your life. You will begin to trust yourself and your judgment more and doubt yourself less. This will empower you to release the conditional love of someone else and embrace the love you have for yourself. Love and happiness will be an expression of your true nature, and you will begin to attract that same love and happiness into your life. I leave you with this poem today called Love Yourself by Gregory Hewitt. Love starts with you and has no end. It begins when you love your life's best friend. Look in the mirror, and who do you see? Hopefully you'll smile and wink proudly. You and your ego will be so much nearer when you love that smiling face in the mirror. If you can't say I love myself humbly, then you can't love other things genuinely. Self-love isn't selfish, nor is it vain. Self-love is the foundation which will sustain our selfless feelings for our fellow man to help through our life as best we can. What do clouds feel if you haven't flown? You can't reflect love if you can't feel your own. You can't enjoy that book on the library shelf if you've never learned to read yourself. Nor can you appreciate a foreign tongue without learning words from its very first rung. Hearing but not knowing a word, so it is with love. Avoid abandoning it with emotional shove. First, learn what it is. Understand how to use it. Start with yourself, and no one else will lose it. Every day that you wake up is a fresh start. Remember, a new dawn brings a new beginning. Join me every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for an inspirational word. The call-in number is 929-477-2390. Or you can visit me at my website, www.lindahwilliams.com. Until next time, be blessed.